Eritrean evangelicals are tortured to death. Uncertain peace moves in the Middle East, but a Christian satellite ministry broadcasts hope. And Korean youth are pledging to missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Eritrean security police have tortured two Christians to death. Voice of the Martyrs Canada put us in touch with Daniel, a former Eritrean church leader who was familiar with the two men. The men died in custody 2 days after they were arrested at a religious service in a private home south of Asmara.
I see it as a significant escalation of the situation, and I just hope and pray that this is being done by some wayward officials in those small towns, but if it is taken as a government policy, it'll be indeed a very, very sad and significant escalation.
Concerns are growing, says Daniel.
We can pray that God would give them bountiful and abundant grace to endure this severe persecution, that we would present them before the throne of grace daily, for God sovereignly has allowed himself to be influenced by our prayers.
Next, attempts to reopen peace talks between Lebanon and Israel are not going well. Sat7's Naji Daoud, speaking from Beirut, says the situation is very calm, which has boosted the general morale of their staff. However,
people are a bit concerned about the future. We hear a lot of talks about a coming war 2 or 3 months from now, and, that's general atmosphere, which is not really letting people move very fast in terms of long-term plans.
Sat7's team remained at their post through the worst of the fighting in Lebanon. As for sharing the hope of Christ, they've shown how it sustains them.
We do have a live program that's coming weekly from Lebanon that is showing what's happened in Lebanon, what's the situation right in Lebanon, and it's giving a message of encouragement for the viewers and showing how the Lebanese are rebuilding the country, or what they are doing, or how they were able to overcome the difficulties of the war.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of people in India are turning to Christ despite increasing oppression by radicals. The majority are Dalits, the outcasts of Indian society. The number of new believers is outpacing the number of Bibles. Bibles for the World has started the India Bible Club to help. For as little as $27 a month, you can reach 12 families with God's Word. As you sponsor these Bibles, you're giving Dalit believers the tools they need to do even more evangelistic work. Go to our website to get connected. Meanwhile, a strategic conference at Mission Aviation Fellowship is putting knowledge into action for the spread of the gospel. MNN's Faith McGuire is in Nampa, Idaho with more.
For the past 5 years, Mission Aviation Fellowship has studied remote, unreached regions of the world in their Operation Access project. This week, missions leaders from organizations working around the world gathered to discuss the findings and implications of this landmark study. The potential impact for the global church is significant, says New Tribes Missions' John Mark Estelle.
As far as the global strategy, I really believe that with the input of different mission organizations, MAF has started this. It's only a beginning, only the start of something that could be really, really useful in the long run as far as with other organizations that chime in or get involved in this.
Far from being conclusive, this study is a compilation of information to make missions more effective in today's world. For Mission Network News, I'm Faith McGuire, Nampa, Idaho.
And nearly 300 students made commitments to international mission service. They did it during a student-led mission emphasis week at the Korea Baptist Theological Seminary in the city of Daejeon. President of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, Jerry Rankin, was the keynote speaker. He believes God will use the willingness of these young people to accomplish his task around the world. The Korean Mission Board already sends more than 500 missionaries to 44 countries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University City of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International's making available Michael Card CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.